Carol Ann Russell is a professor at Bemidji State University who's published 4 full-length books of poetry. Among her many professional awards and accomplishments, she's been the resident poet at the American Academy in Rome and at the Australian Center at the University of Melbourne. Carol Ann Russell.
Italian men and gold. Arioli's fakes can fool the most beautiful women. This is how it is. Violet sky and no real cold to drain the heart of hope, so it suffers willingly, falling to a glance each day. On the bus, the man next to you will not move his eyes from your face, soulful and hungry, as though you were a feast. In Rome, women are queens, no matter how many years they've cheated death, dyeing their hair copper, burgundy, blonde, letting it tumble any which way the wind blows. On the Spanish steps, a man called Angelo will notice your hands and profess to love you for your intelligent eyes. If you walk with him, he'll take your picture beside enormous sunflowers and talk about his mother, her fear he'll marry the wrong girl. He's 37 or 57, gray at the temples, and he has a mobile phone, so small it fits in the pocket over his heart. He says, "I'll call you at 6. You can call me anytime." A week later, he kisses your cheek, says he called you twice while you were gone. Over coffee, he conjugates your verbs. The city is full of virgins, and the Trevi Fountain so clogged with coins it will not run. In the church of Santa Maria of Cosmedine, mosaics are dull with grime, Byzantine, and you can barely see the glorious proof of ruin, antiquity. On Ponte Vecchio in Firenze, chains gleam pure 18 carat, and you are paid for smiling. A tiny silver coin stamped in fleur-de-lis. "Bye-bye, bambini," he sings, and then he's gone.